When a couple marries, they often incorporate traditions from both of their families. But for the immigrants from this nation, they found they were losing centuries-old customs within one generation of coming here. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Protection Services. Always read and follow label directions.
In Elkhorn, Iowa, you'll find the Danish American Museum, a place devoted to the story of Danes who came to this country, mostly in the 19th century. As curator Tova Brandt explains, those who came from Denmark create an interesting and unique story.
Young single men have a disproportionate representation, actually, among Danish immigrants. And that has an interesting impact on how Danish culture in America then grows and changes.
More Danish men than women in the U.S. means those men are often marrying women not from their home country.
So in the home, you already, in the first generation, have a mix of cultural and kind of ethnic heritage, and often whose heritage is going to take precedence in holiday traditions, in cooking traditions, it's the mother.
Tova says many traditions were lost rather quickly once the Danes came to the U.S., which perhaps makes the role of this museum extra important.
What historians have often noticed is that Danish immigrants, compared to other immigrant groups, assimilated very quickly, partly because they intermarried sooner in larger numbers, partly because there were never millions of them.
When looking at where those immigrants settled, there's what has been dubbed a Danish belt across America.
There's kind of a line from Racine, Wisconsin, and picking up a little bit of Chicago, but then through central Iowa and on into Nebraska.
Danish culture is still alive in the U.S., with many rich traditions to be found in small towns and cities in that belt across America. Traveling the countryside in Elkhorn, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.